No freaking way. This is bullshit. You're funny if you think I'm going to marry you. No, you got me messed up. This is probably the funniest joke I've heard this year, honestly. Props to my dad and your dad. They did such a good job at fooling us. I don't see you laughing. Hello? Did you just hear what they said? They want us to get married. What? What kind of a bullshit is that? Hello? Did the cow bite your tongue? Can you not talk? Well, say something at least. Don't just stand there all quiet. Don't tell me you're believing that. No, there's no way. They could not have been serious. Yeah, I know they looked serious, but that doesn't mean anything. People can look serious, silly. Look, I'm not marrying you. Period. It's not gonna happen. Yeah, no shit. I'm aware that you don't want to marry me either. You don't have to rub it in my face. Although, if you do get married to me, then you're one hell of a lucky person because, hey, not everybody gets the privilege of marrying me, do they? Not that I'm even going to marry you. You wish. No, I heard everything they said perfectly clear. I'm not deaf. That doesn't mean I'm going to believe it, though. They can say anything to try and piss me off. And piss you off. They know we hate each other. It's not April, is it? Look. I don't know why you're not laughing at this. But there's no way I'm getting married to you, okay? It's not gonna happen. I don't care about the business. I really don't. My happiness comes first. Yes, and so does yours, but that's besides the point. Oh, because nobody was talking about you. We're talking about me. I swear, you always have a good way of making everything about you. You can never, ever make it about me, can you? And if I ever attempt to, you always change the subject, and you turn it onto you. And this is why I resent you, and I never, ever was able to stand you. And to this day, I can't stand you. So if you think I'm going to marry you, you have another thing coming. Okay? So if you're not happy about it, then why don't you go in there and tell them? I'm not going to be the bad person here. Because I wasn't believing it. You were the one believing it, not me. And you stayed quiet the whole time, knowing that they were serious? Oh, don't you dare make fun of me. This isn't even funny. I don't even know why you're laughing. Did I miss a joke? Look, whatever. The point is, this is a mess. I mean, God, I knew they were selfish, but not this selfish. What do you mean you're not going to say anything? You're okay with it? Why would you want to marry me? I mean, I'm me. I hate you. You hate me. I don't get it. I guess. I mean, I guess it does have benefits to it. You're right. We wouldn't have to be romantic with each other or anything else, actually. But that doesn't mean I'm going to live under the same roof as you. Well, we're going to have to, aren't we? People are going to get suspicious if we don't. What kind of a freaking married couple doesn't live together? Look. If this is actually happening, we are both adults, and well, I'm sure we can handle the sight of each other for maybe at least a month. Until then, we can fake a divorce. What do you mean? It's bad enough that we're freaking forced to marry each other and we can't even get divorced? That's not fair. No, it's not. Look, I'm not ready for this kind of commitment. You and I, we hate each other. I mean, I never thought I'd get married to somebody I hate. What do you mean it's one-sided? Are you saying you don't hate me? Do you not remember the time I stole your crayons because I lost mine? Or the time I ate the last cookie even though you really wanted it because I was jealous? Or the time I purposely broke your bike because mine broke as well? Or the time that I broke your 3DS and you hated me? I mean, yeah, you did do that. But seriously, all those things I did, and you don't hate me? Really? I'm just shocked. I mean, I thought you did. You made it look that way? Why are you making it look like you hate me on accident? What? Oh, because I hate you. Well, it's true. I was never really able to stand you. I don't know why. I guess I just saw you as competition. Our families were always so close with each other. And I feel like everything we ever did was like a competition. I always thought you were the better kid. And I was trying my hardest to be as good as you. And trying to please my parents to become like you. I kind of lost sight of myself when I was little because I was too busy trying to please them to be like you. That's how you felt about me? What? That's crazy. I guess all it took was just a simple chat. I mean, we were both just misunderstanding one another. The fact that it took us this long to have a decent chat about it is crazy. And now we're being forced to marry each other. Yeah. Not much I can really do, right? Unless I plan to run away and never come back. I'm joking, I wouldn't do that. Or would I? No, I'm joking. I don't know. I was convinced that this would be a joke at the start, but now, sure as hell does not feel like a joke. But at the same time, this is good for our business, and I think it's mainly for business. It's nothing more, nothing less. So if we do this, we could just be friends. You do your thing and I do mine, and well, we don't associate each other with our lives, I guess. I won't associate myself with yours, and you won't associate yourself with mine. That way, we won't argue again. What are you talking about? Are you saying you would try and make it work between us? I mean, hey, I know you don't hate me, but I didn't think that you'd be interested in me that way. No. I guess I think of you the same way too. All these years I spent every day hating you and freaking wanting to get rid of you. I think it was because I was actually into you. But I was too in denial to face it. I didn't want to give you the satisfaction. I mean, every girl and boy wanted you. Come on, look at you. What? Give yourself some credit. No, don't say that. Normally I'd agree and I'd say you look like an egg, but I'm not going to do it now. I'm a changed woman. I'm kidding. Take a joke. But okay. If we're going to do this, we have to try and work together and try and make it a little bit tolerable for one another. Yeah. It's just a paper, right? It won't prove anything. You said that you're willing to actually make this work, and I think I'd be willing to do the same thing. And time, of course, it's just gonna take a little bit of time. I don't want to force anything. And this is new for the both of us. I'm sure we both didn't expect to walk out of here thinking we're gonna get married to one another. But if you're willing to work with me on it, then I'm willing to do the same thing. We could put our differences aside and actually work together. Something good could come out of this. I think so too. I guess we should go on that stupid dinner they told us to go to, right? To try and fool everybody into thinking we're together. You know a place? Okay. What, are you like considering this a date or something? I don't know, it looks like you are. You can tell me if you are, I won't say anything. Sorry, You know, I like to be a tease. That's just who I am. Deal with it. And now you're going to be dealing with me a lot more, so you don't know what you're in for. You have the chance to decline and run away right now, so I suggest you do that. If you don't, you're stuck with me. Okay, fair enough. You want crazy? You're going to have to handle crazy, okay? All right. Let's go eat wherever you want to take me to. But it better be good. I don't want steak. I don't want anything fancy. I just want pizza. Let's go get pizza. I'd be down for some pizza right now. Oh yeah, how do you like your pizza, by the way?